A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples this parable. Notice the fig tree or any other tree. You observe them when they are budding, and know for yourselves that summer is near. Likewise, when you see all these things are happening of which I speak, know that the reign of God is near. Let me tell you this, the present generation will not pass away until all this takes place. The heavens and the earth will pass away, but my words will not pass. The Gospel of the Lord. My mother was amazing when it came to growing plants. She once took the pit of a peach that she had just eaten, planted it, and cultivated it until it grew into a full-fledged peach tree that gave delicious fruit for years. She had that second sense that just seemed to know what plants needed to survive. In today's gospel, Jesus tells us that nature reveals to us the cycle of life. When the trees are putting forth buds, it is time for renewal. Summer is near. The fullness of growth will be revealed. We are at the end of the church's year. We have been reading and contemplating on the end times. Why does Jesus talk to us about the summer? If it is the end times, why not speak of the bareness of winter, of the death of nature as it awaits the new cycle of spring? But no, Jesus speaks to us of summer, of the budding of the fig tree, of the fullness of nature. Summer when all the crops will come to fulfillment and reach their ripeness. Why does he do this? Perhaps because he knows that the end times are not barren and lifeless, but they are like summer, the fulfillment of what we have planted, the culmination of a rich and deeply cultivated life. The cycles of nature flow into each other. Summer flows into spring. Summer flows from spring. And then summer flows into autumn. And autumn fades into winter, one season after another. The liturgical year has come to a close, and now we begin the season of Advent. What do we take with us into the new season? Hopefully the remembrance that life will end, that heaven and earth will pass away, but that we have the ability to bring the summer with us, the fullness of vegetation that the warmth of the summer sun has given us, that has been enriched by the rains of spring. My words will not pass away. Jesus is always with us from one cycle to the other, from one season to another. As this year ends, we begin anew to cultivate the relationship we have with our Lord, to talk with him in prayer, to learn from him through Scripture, to carry his gospel through our actions to others, to fill our hearts with the strength of the Eucharist. Let us pray that the new year will find us toiling in the fields, working to ground ourselves more deeply in his love, and to help others to find Jesus in their lives. That we are looking to have the fullness of the summer surround us. My mother has passed into eternal life, but the words she spoke to me I have always with me. The lessons she taught me about love, prayer, faith are a part of me. Perhaps today you may say the words that someone needs to hear to carry with them for their faith. Perhaps today you will share Jesus' words in a way that will help a soul to cultivate the richness of their summer.